When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Their last breath was taken, but the mystery remains. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
It's a contradictory thing. I've always found it very interesting, especially as the Me Too movement has progressed, and I'm not against that at all. But I have found it very interesting how contradictory some can be in this, where someone can be very strong on this, and yes, let's expose these people, but then, you know, we can get down to the music that talks about the exact same thing you were against. And it glorifies it. That to me has just been a weird disconnect. I mean, we've seen changes in some other areas of entertainment and movies and acting, and but music seems to always be kind of the last bastion that gets affected or I guess, you know, brought to the surface and called out. How is that? That people can be so contradictory on their passion and belief and what's right and what's wrong, but still be able to consume things like this with really no question.
That's a really hard one for me to wrap my head around. And I have to say, as much as I study human behavior and the aberrations sometimes that you see, that's one that makes no sense to me. And there have always been, certainly when I was growing up, there have been certain kinds of music that I just found it offensive. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people like us, you know, that just can't hear about rape in songs being celebrated and think that that's cool. And, you know, I'm trying to think back when my kids were teenagers, if they ever listened to music like that. I don't think so. If they did, they sure didn't listen to it at home or around me. And if they had, I would have explained why that's not a healthy thing to do.
Sure. It's just so prevalent and still is, I mean, to this day in so many of these lyrics. That's what I think makes most of this whole case. I mean, it's just right in front of us. And how did we all, look the other way? And it seems, I mean, is it because music affects us in different ways than other forms of entertainment and other arts? And it's, we connect with it differently, not even necessarily lyrically sometimes, but on a different level. And it's something that gets so ingrained in us. It's like today, there's some people who will not listen to Michael Jackson. There's some people who will not listen to R. Kelly. Great. I mean, that's fine. And some people can say, I can separate the two. I can separate, you know, this music represents more of a piece of my life in time where I was there than what that music, I guess, is or who's behind it. What's your thoughts on that when there are people are sometimes able to separate the two and sometimes able to not?
I think a lot of people think that they separate it, but I'm of a mind that everything that we're exposed to affects us subliminally. And even if we're not aware that it's affecting our attitudes, even if we're saying, I don't even know what the lyrics are, and maybe there's a certain group of people that really tune the lyrics out very effectively, But I still question it. I don't think it's good for anybody. I'm that way on movies too. You know, there's just certain kinds of things normalized in film that, particularly for younger kids, you know, and teenagers, I don't think it's healthy. And yeah. So we live, again, in a culture that accepts a lot of strange stuff that I would say is not growth oriented. It's not making people better people, but we do tend to accept it.
I guess, I mean, ultimately, we're in a free society. It's an individual choice of what anybody wants to do. But after we, you know, after R. Kelly's allegations came out, suddenly nobody's playing any R. Kelly music anymore. Mm-hmm. When the Michael Jackson stuff has hit peaks and flows here and there, though, that gets pulled. And then slowly, you know, history kind of, it gets back there. And then, oh, we're hearing R. Kelly again on the radio. And we're hearing Michael Jackson again back on the radio. Is that acceptable? I mean, is this something where, as a society, we need to basically take these people and every, you know, memory of them and just, I mean, pretend they didn't exist, no longer play their music, no matter how impactful it may have been on someone's life, take the performer out of it and just go for that? You know, do we just erase that? I mean, or do we find some sort of peace with it and separate the two? Or is that more of just an individual thing? I guess more so the question would be from like a, if it's being played on Sirius XM or a radio station or things of that nature.
Yeah, I'm not big generally overall on censorship. And so I wouldn't say remove it from the planet or from the radio. But I do think it's important to have conversations, just like you're doing right now, about what is the impact of this? And is this something that we should stop and think about and encourage kids to stop and think about it? Yeah. You know, encourage them to be thoughtful and analyze all this. You know, there are people, I grew up watching Woody Allen movies, and I always loved Woody Allen. And I would never say at this point that we should remove his films. I think some of them were just masterful. But I have to say, I don't feel the same way. And I'll still watch one occasionally, but it hits me differently than it used to since everything came out that presented him in a less favorable light.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting with very creative type individuals, and certainly not every creative individual, but, you know, where we see behavior like this, and they have a piece of them that they've given society that has been very beneficial. Their music, whatever it might be. I mean, it's hard to argue. I mean, are the Diddy songs beneficial to society? I don't know. A lot of people had fun listening to them. I guess we could say that. It certainly was a soundtrack to people's lives at certain points. You know, if you're living out the lyrics of the song, that may be a totally different thing, depending on what end of the lyric you're talking about. But they are able to contribute some, like, we'll just call it good over here, but then a lot of bad over here. Why is that we see that in such almost like genius level creatives in the world where there seems to be that individual has a lot of issues blurring the lines between acceptable and unacceptable behavior?
My guess is that it's probably a fairly common trait where people can compartmentalize and have a side that they don't share publicly. I can say I see a lot of that, you know, the hidden side of people. But it may be that when people gain a certain wealth and status, that's when they really push the envelope and they take advantage of it. And certainly, if Diddy did not have the status that he's had and the wealth that he's had, he would have gotten caught a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. 120 new ones in a day. It's, and again, we are just scraping the surface here, I think. I think we are just at the beginning of 30 years of this type of behavior, where, you know, almost one night would take one person down, I think, with some of the stuff that he's done. Yeah. And we're talking decades.
He would have gotten busted a long time ago.
It's going to be very fascinating to watch and see where this goes and why it was able to thrive. I think that's a big question.
A lot of enabling going on.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.